The armed forces of Ukraine inflict devastating blows on groups of troops and the rear infrastructure of the occupiers. This is stated in the latest report of the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine as of 6 o'clock, March 15. Over the past day, the Air Force of the Armed Forces of Ukraine hit 4 helicopters and 1 plane. Ukrainian fighters shot down an enemy cruise missile. The groups of the occupying forces involved in the offensive did not have significant success in all areas of advance. The main efforts continue to be focused on maintaining the established boundaries. The enemy continues to launch missile and bomb attacks on critical infrastructure facilities and uses a network of healthcare facilities in the temporarily occupied territories of Ukraine to treat wounded personnel. Moreover, the invaders continue to insidiously use civilian infrastructure to equip firing positions, deploy weapons and military equipment. According to the available information, due to the inability to maintain the functioning of institutions and organizations to ensure the livelihood of populated localities in the temporarily occupied territories of CADLR, certain areas of Donetsk and Luhansk regions, the occupiers are forced to suspend the mobilization of utility service workers. The moral and psychological state of the enemy remains low, which leads to the refusal of servicemen of the Russian armed forces to carry out the orders of the command. Also, according to available information, mobilized residents from the occupied territory of certain areas of Luhansk region are sent to replenish the losses of active units of the Russian occupation forces involved in hostilities in Ukraine. Ukrainian soldiers successfully repulsed the invaders' attacks on Mariupol. The total losses of the enemy amounted to about 150 people, 2 tanks, 7 infantry fighting vehicles, and 1 armored personnel carrier. After the losses, the occupiers stopped the offensive and retreated. No signs of preparation for a naval landing operation were observed in the Black Sea and Sea of Azov operational zones. Promote Ukraine offers an opportunity to make charitable contributions for purchasing ammunition for the Ukrainian Army. Account number B65001728122896 Bank, BNP Paribas Fortis Account Holder. Promote Ukraine Reference, Support for Ukraine. Join the Assistance to the Ukrainian Army. Natalia Toleb.